This week, the Trump administration revised its earlier executive order and is banning residents from six foreign nations from entering the United States. But the new order also extends provisions of the first executive order, which caps the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. Tom Michael looks at the impact of the ban here in Idaho.
The executive order outlines a steep reduction in the number of refugees admitted this fiscal year. President Trump's cap of 50,000 refugees is less than half of the 110,000 allowed under former President Obama. The order also calls for a suspension of all refugees for 120 days. On Monday, John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, defended the four-month suspension, saying it would allow, quote, a rigorous review of our refugee vetting programs. But Jan Reeves, the director of the Idaho Office for Refugees, says that a tough review process is already in place.
You know, the president has stated that he wants to take a time out in order to assure that the vetting process is adequate and that the people who are coming to the U.S. are the ones who should come here. And I think that we already have a system in place that is adequate.
At the beginning of the fiscal year, close to 1,200 refugees were expected to settle in Idaho, but that number may now drop. Reeves says the state has been welcoming refugees since the 1970s. He joined the program in 1998 and says he sees improvements in the vetting process year by year.
The president also has never quite acknowledged that we have a vetting process that is the most robust, the most rigorous process for making sure that the people who are coming are who they say they are and that they pose no threat to our country.
Since the fiscal year began in October, more than 37,000 refugees have been admitted to the U.S. So under the new nationwide cap of 50,000, that leaves less than 13,000 slots left over the next 7 months. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.